Morning, everyone. First of all, I want to say thank you so much for your warm welcome and your hospitality. My name is Rachel Clark. As Elizabeth said, I work for 125, and I am here this morning to tell you about the incredible and resilient women that we have the privilege to work with. They are women that you have already generously supported through your giving. And I'm going to show you a very brief video before I begin that gives you a flavour of what we do. And then I'm going to speak a little on the theme of relentless hope and introduce you to some of the women. Thank you. So before I delve into our services and what we do, I just want to let you know that some of the things I'll be talking about in the next 10 minutes might be quite difficult to hear as they deal with subjects like domestic violence, addiction, and abuse, as these are some of the challenges that the women we support have faced. And if at any point this morning that isn't something that you need to hear and you'd like to step outside or kind of switch off from this talk, that's fine. Like, there will be no offence taken at all. It's about looking after your own well-being, so please do what feels right for you. I've got some slides which were just going to pop up on the screen. They're mainly visuals, so I will be speaking mostly just sort of from the front, but do refer to the slides if you'd like to. As you might have gathered from the video that I shared, we know that there will be women tonight street sex working in Bristol. It's a choice that they make based on very few options. It's all about surviving. For almost 30 years, our charity, 125, has been there for women who are street sex working. And back in 1995, our founder and the first group of volunteers headed out onto the streets of Bristol to speak to the women, to build positive connections with them, and find out what more we could be doing to support them. We took the name we have, 125, from the name of our first base, which was 125 Cheltenham Road. And 30 years later, we're based now in St. Paul's, 138A Grosvenor Road, which doesn't have quite the same ring to it, but we continue to provide specialist support for women who are street sex working, helping them to move from crisis towards independence. You've probably already heard our values from Elizabeth, but the way we work may have changed in 30 years, but the values that we have now today are very much reminiscent of the way those first volunteers built relationships with women. We care. We listen and we learn from women's experiences. We fight for change because we're committed to compassion, justice, and learning. And ultimately, we are working towards a world where all women, particularly the most vulnerable women, are safe, feel loved, and can thrive. Before I tell you any more, I'd like to show you another short film, but this time all the voices and the words in the film are from the women that we support. It's their lives in their words, and we simply call it Women's Voices. So that'll appear on the screen just now.
I was in and out of rehab. My daughter was taken off me. I lost my home and I was living in squats with people using drugs. There was no enjoyment in taking them anymore. I was now in a situation where without them, I felt physically unwell. It was a constant cycle of trying to feel better. When I started working on the streets, my drinking increased because of what I was going through out there. Sometimes men who pay think they can do whatever they want. I knew I could make quick money in sex work. I remember my first night. I was thinking, how am I actually going to do this? I felt disgusted with myself. I needed to be drunk to go through with it, and my alcoholism worsened. The only respite I had was the 125 ban. I was at my worst, the worst it's ever been in my entire life. And not having anywhere to go, 125 was the only bit of normality and safety.
I always remember the van feeling safe. You could let your defences down. You didn't have to prove yourself or pretend to be something. You could just be whatever. You could sit there, have random chats. Getting a cup of tea was just huge, knowing it came from someone who cared. It meant a lot more than just a hot drink.
One-two-five makes me feel secure. It provides me with peace of mind and supports with anxiety. It's a place filled with love, a safe, non-judgmental environment. For a few hours, I am not a junkie, not sad, not worthless. Being here is an achievement.
My kids walk your gym with for me all the time and wouldn't let me go.
It's the best healthcare I've ever had, from people who not only care, but don't condemn.
I love the work you all do, and I am so grateful for the support and kindness from you. I'm doing good. 10 years of no street sex work, 6 years clean and sober. I am a mum, and my life is good.
Thank you. Just going to return to the slides for a moment, and there was one that flashed up on the screen a little earlier than I should have put it on. This slide, I think, really illustrates the scale of the challenges that some of the women we support are facing. Sadly, all of the women we meet are living with the impact of traumatic experiences, and they face stigma, poverty, and multiple disadvantages, as you can see. Last year, we had the privilege of working with 260 different women, and of those women, unfortunately, 72% were homeless, and 98% were survivors of domestic or sexual violence. So safety is not a reality for them, but it could be, because the women we meet show great resilience in the face of these challenges. And with the right support, we do see lives being changed. We see women taking brave steps towards securing a safe home or accessing healthcare or reconnecting with their families. A woman called Alana visited our space, as you've seen already from the quote in the first film, and she told us, "I am so grateful that you're here. Without this space, I would feel so alone." And Alice met a volunteer who had also experienced addiction and street sex work in her own life, and the women recognised each other. And Alice told her, "It's really inspirational to see you on the other side. It gives me hope." And at 125, we talk about relentless hope a lot. We know that healing from trauma takes time. It's not a linear process. It's full of steps forward, steps backwards, feeling positive, feeling hopeless. The women we meet face complex, interconnected challenges, so we need to have flexible services, joined up services to support them. And I'd just like to take a little bit of time now to introduce you to those services, because this is the work that you have directly been supporting. Firstly, the outreach van, the little yellow bus that goes out 7 nights a week onto the streets of Bristol. It's one of the most enduring symbols of 125, and it visits the areas where we know women are street sex working. We take food, first aid, and essential items. We take flip-flops and water in the summer, and gloves and umbrellas in the winter. It's a place of respite where women can take a moment for themselves and receive emergency care. Through our health hub, which Elizabeth volunteers with, that's delivered in partnership with an organisation called BrisDoc, where women can get flexible healthcare, sensitive healthcare, that is designed to meet their specific needs. Sadly, we know the women often face barriers to traditional GP-based healthcare, such as stigma about addiction or street sex work, or rigid appointment systems that they're not able to meet. And sadly, most of the women, as you saw from the little circles on the screen, have very significant physical and mental health needs. But at Health Hub, they can come and see a GP and a sexual health nurse in a space that feels safe. It feels familiar. It doesn't feel clinical. They can also access essentials like a hot meal, a hot shower, and pick up some clothes. And finally, lots of the women go on to access support from our casework team. And these are all specialists in their fields, from housing and homelessness to addiction and recovery, mental health to domestic and sexual violence. And our caseworkers help the women access support from all the other agencies that exist in the city in order to meet their needs and achieve their hopes. This looks very different for every woman, but it could be helping a woman who is sleeping rough in the park to access emergency support, or it could be helping a woman to leave an abusive relationship and file a report with the police. In the last 2 years, we have seen a pretty staggering 76% increase in the number of women who are coming to the van. So more women are street sex working more frequently. But we are hopeful about the future. We are hugely grateful that you share our hope, because we only exist because of generous communities like yours. You have already been part of the change, and I'd like to give you some tangible examples of what your support could mean for the women practically. So just £50 can stock the outreach van with food and drinks for the whole week. £1,500 can pay for our emergency accommodation fund for the whole year, and that gives women a safe place to sleep when they have nowhere else to go. You have already done so much, but if there is anything more that you'd like to talk to us about, I will be here after the service, and I'm happy to take questions. And to give you an idea of other ways you could be part of the 125 community, we're always very grateful for any donations that you can give. We also have volunteering opportunities, either working directly with the women or working behind the scenes. And just telling others about what you've heard really works wonders, because so many people sadly don't know that the women in Bristol are facing the challenges that they are. So I'd just like to leave you with a more in-depth story from one of the women, because I think it helps to really make it real. You've heard some of her words already in the Women's Voices film, but this is a story from a woman called Anne, who used our services many years ago, and we reconnected with her last year. She told us, "I lost my home. I was living in squats with people using drugs. There was no enjoyment in taking them anymore. I was now in a situation where without them I felt physically unwell. It was a constant cycle of trying to feel better. I felt so desperate having to get myself together enough to be able to go out and earn money. I was at my worst, the worst it's ever been in my entire life, and not having anywhere to go, 125 was the only bit of normality and safety. And with resilience, determination, and the right help, Anne created a totally new path for her life. We asked her, 'What does your life look like now?' And she replied, 'Really normal. Full-time work, full-time children. I have a home and a nice car. It doesn't sound like a lot, but that stuff is important. I work in a job that I love, and I now support women with their health. I am doing what somebody did for me.'" And stories like Anne's are often unheard, because sadly women like Anne are often unseen. And your generosity in supporting 125 makes a practical difference to their lives, and your compassion really sends an important message. Please don't ever underestimate how powerful it is for the women to know that complete strangers care what happens to them and hold hope for their lives when they sometimes struggle to find it themselves. Thank you for standing with us and with them. And if you have any specific questions, I'd love to talk to you at coffee. But on behalf of 125, thank you for being with us.